Already, there is noticeable increase in the volume of people, goods and vehicles coming into different communities of the state. The resident who spoke with Radio Nigeria about security during the festive period said they had nothing to worry about, given the peaceful nature of the state. One of them, a businesswoman, Mrs. Saidat Amodu, explained that the state did not have a record of criminality during festivity, while believing that this year's celebration will not be different. A civil society activist, Mr. Wahid Saka, is taking the police for their words, as promised by the Inspector General of Police, while also urging the people to support the security operatives.
So the General of Police has assured Nigeria that we have a heat-free festive period. Nigerian police are collaborating with police community and other stakeholder to have information that will actually help the police to name whatever crisis before it actually happens.
Similarly, the special assistant to the Osun State Governor on Strategic Communication, Mr. Charles Adeyemi, assured that despite the peaceful nature of the state, the government was not taking anything for granted in the area of security. Mr. Adeyemi commended the police and other security outfits whom he said would keep vigil to watch over the people while the citizens enjoy the pleasure of the festivities. On the part of the police, the Osun State Command of the Force has given assurance that every nook and crannies of the state will be effectively policed. In a statement by the public relations officer of the command, Mrs. Folashade Odoro, the police warned residents against the sale, purchase, and use of fireworks and crackers. Mrs. Odoro, who said such could cause injury to people and cause destruction to security operatives and give way to criminals, encouraged citizens to supply the police with useful information. On the path of the Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps, NSCDC, the Osun State Public Relations Officer of the organization, Mr. Oguntuashe, told Radio Nigeria that 1,400 men had been mobilized for duty during the Yuletide.
I think I'm distributing close to 1,400 officers and men, both plain clothes and uniform personnel. Yes, flashpoints in town especially.
The Federal Safety Corps, FRSC, also hinted that measures have been put in place to check recklessness on the road and make the citizen accident free. Mr. Oke Peters is the FRSC spokesperson in Osun State.
We are fully prepared. It's not in doubt that during this period, there's always increase in traffic volume. Apart from public enlightenment that we have been doing, we have been going to churches, we have been going to mosques, we have been going to markets, that every morning we go to park to sensitize the drivers, the passengers, you know, to ensure that yes, there's no crisis, and that the passengers will be able to check the driver when driving wrongly.
Mr. Pister said the FRSC had mobilized 1,600 men to enforce its Operation Zero Men's to address road usage during the festive period. From Oshobo, Adeniton Akiola reporting.